Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review, LER Magazine, and MVP Parent Magazine, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit, Wellness, Fitness, Sports, and Performance. Again, I'm mentioning at the top, I'm going to be doing some virtual speaking engagements. Bruce Merrin CelebritySpeakers.com. Bruce is celebrating his 46th year. He's out of Las Vegas. My gosh, he represented Elvis Presley. People in sports who he first represented were Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali. I don't want to date the guy, but he represented every president, so many people in business. So I'm excited to be involved. We'll talk more about it, my topics. Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. We got a great doubleheader today. John Hermata, a.k.a. Mr. Edge. He's an author. He's a master figure skating, boot fitter, blade adjuster, sharpener. For years, he's owned Geppetto Skate Shop and his group, Arena Sports and Consulting. He returns. And we're staying local in the Chicago area, Dr. Eric Williams. He's a sports and general chiropractic physician. He's a former Naperville, Illinois Citizen of the Year. And the Sports Doctor's in, questions emailed. Hey, John Hermata, welcome back.
Hey, Dr. Bob, thanks for having me. How's everything going?
Everything is really, really good. I was trying to, for a second, remember how many times you've been on the show over the years. Again, John's book, Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury. I can't believe we just celebrated. Was it 8 years, John, with that book?
I believe it was, yes. 8 years, yeah.
Give it a few weeks. So John and I go back decades in the world of working with some of the top junior figure skaters nationally, locally, internationally. John, give us some background on you and mix in Mr. Edge while you're at it.
Okay, well. Well, it goes back to 1978 when I decided to start my own business, and I thought, what better place than to the world of both roller and ice skating, both. So I opened up a little shop there in Lombard, Illinois, back in 1978, July. And since then, it's just grown little by little, and then all of a sudden, in leaps and bounds, and at that time, roller skating was actually the in sport, but as time went on, and as everybody knows, if they remember back that far, roller skating took kind of a downswing, and that's right about when ice skating finally started to come to its into its own, and that just kept growing and growing till finally I just decided to make the break from the roller industry altogether and then just concentrate on the ice industry. And from there, just kept growing and growing, and I moved from one rink to another with my shop, and then there came a point in time when I was asked to submit an article to U.S. Figure Skating Magazine, and what came of that was I ended up doing 11 years a monthly article form under Mr. Edge. So that's how we got. That's how Mr. Edge came about.
I was going to say, I just was wondering if you had a cape or not for Mr. Edge. You know, John and I have worked with some of the top kids. Right now we have, I think, 5 or 6 10, 11-year-olds who are doing double jumps, who are competing all over the place. We're just trying to keep them safe. Again, everybody knows my poster boy here, the 2010 Men's Olympic Figure Skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. And again, we're still doing it. Where we're working with some of these young kids, and of course their families, their coaches. So, how's your sports psychology skills, John?
Yeah, that has grown over the years.
Right.
Working with all the girls of all ages, anywhere from 3 years on up to my oldest customer was 85 years old.
I'm trying to remember if she owns Peter Pan, the children's school. Are we talking the same lady? I think we are at this
I'm not sure.
Yes. So the whole, you know, the biggest, one of the biggest sports on television is women's figure skating. It always has been. It still is. We think back to all of these great champions. Of course, all of these great champions, John, the Peggy Flemings, the Katarina Witts, the other champions, all those years, they never did triple jumps. These women,
no,
none of them.
No, the
Michelle,
right.
Today we can go to our local rink. Point is, this tremendously physical sport has become that much more physical at younger and younger ages with these tremendous schedules. And this is, one of what I call in my book, hashtag A Sports Parents, John, I have a chapter called The Prodigy Sports, where as much as we tell kids and every doctor and therapist that we would love them to play lots of different sports and we want them to use different parts of the body, and that's great unless you're a figure skater, right? Or a gymnast.
That is correct.
Or some of these other sports where this is what you're doing every day. And, of course, Candy Brown Burek, who introduced me to the world of figure skating back when you were opening the shop, and we were seeing people like Angelo D'Agostino, who became an alternate to Brian Boitano with the United States Olympic skaters. So everything has grown dramatically. How's the science of figure skating boots kept up, John, in your opinion?
Good, bad, and indifferent, all in the same breath. Indifferent, we'll work backwards. Indifferent in that every company does their own thing for the most part, and they just can't seem to agree on any one particular thing. Bad for the most part because it's nowhere progressed to what it could have and should have over the years. Good because it is progressing somewhat. Not as quickly as some would like it to, but it is progressing to some degree.
And it's, you know, absolutely been a challenge when we would talk about the fact the tremendous forces that are involved in figure skating. You're raising the center of gravity. The ice doesn't give it all. And the world of boots, we would argue for 25, 30 years, there's got to be some sort of shock absorption. But the boots have gotten lighter, stronger, more in tune to proper fit. And, you know, we talk all the time, proper fit is such a major point in figure skating, isn't it?
It is. That's the biggest hurdle that I, as a boot fitter, face constantly every single day. More and more of the companies are trying to get away from doing that much customizing anymore and developing boots that through heat molding processes they would seem to fit, and they do much better than boots did years ago, but still you have more than enough skaters out there that are in need of some sort of a special makeup or a custom boot. And that,
let alone the alignment that we add to the mix,
right?
We add orthotics to the mix. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back almost 10 years. You could probably hear John two or three times in the past. Guests on an endless array of topics in sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. International guests, national guests, local guests. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read a ton of articles I've written in some local newspapers, various magazines. We're very excited about the new MVP Parent magazine. We have almost 50,000 followers on Twitter and LinkedIn. I can't tell you how many guests I get from both of those vehicles. We publish all sorts of good, solid information. And again, in health, sports medicine, and wellness, as everybody knows, my real passion for all of these years has involved the world of figure skating. And we're talking with really one of the best guys when it comes to the world of not only fitting properly, but having the various brands to recommend. And all these years with John, I've never recommended a brand. I recommend that they see John, and he then gets them into what's best for them. Now, I know, John, when we got together, you know, had one of our physical therapy experts, Gina Pongetti, contributed to the book Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury. So did I. You really wanted to bring out to the whole profession, the parents, the coaches, these concerns where we were seeing so many different problems. And the feedback's always been great. You're contemplating doing another edition one of these years?
I am. I'm going to take the original and cut it down a little bit. There are some a couple of chapters in there that can be actually condensed into one, and that. But the guts of the book is basically dealing with and explaining why skaters develop certain types of injuries and what can be done to help to eliminate them altogether. That's really the main thrust of the book right there. So more emphasis will be put on that. There's really nothing to change as far as that goes. The injuries are still the same today as they were 30 years ago. And that some of them are a lot worse. Some have gotten a lot better due to physical therapy,
science,
how much that's progressed.
Yes. Science has made a various consistent sports medicine leaps forward, because there's really three characteristics being big attention to, and being fit properly is major, major key. Also being aware of the foot mechanics and the alignment to the foot-ankle complex, which is such a major factor. And again, we tell people all the time, when done properly, orthotics enhance everything, edging, balance, stability, and help reduce these tendencies to these problems. For all these years, half the young girls I see have knee trouble. And I'm a sports medicine foot specialist, and I sing them the song, John, as you know, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. And when we have Dr. Williams on, he's going to sing the song that the back bone's connected, and we usually meet in the middle. And again, training, strengthening. This is a very, very big deal when we're dealing, again, with growing kids and these tremendous forces of 10, 11-year-olds doing double jumps. And we're going to see women soon doing quads in competition. Whether we like it or not, this is what we're going to see because the incredible physicality of the sport, like gymnastics, is getting almost, you know, otherworldly. And, you know, when these skaters land on the ice, after a double or triple jump, they're landing with 5 to 7 times their body weight. Dozens and dozens of times a week. And this is why strengthening and really paying attention to try to prevent trouble. Tell us about Geppetto, Justin. What's the best website people could find out about the book and about Mr. Edge and some of the different articles in Geppetto's?
That would be GeppettoSkateShop.com.
Spell it.
Okay. G as in George, E, GeppettoS, skate, SKATE, shop, SHOP, .com.
And we see kids from all over the Midwest come to see you, as well as where we've sent them all over the country where we would be consulting on that combination. People would ask all the time, is a custom boot the gold program? And the answer is no, it isn't. It does not consider the joint positioning, a la sports podiatry, a la orthotics. It does. And I think one of the reasons you're seeing less and less is the Pandora's box of all the problems you'd have with trying to fit these kids with pronated feet and other kinds of concerns, and all of a sudden realizing that you're not necessarily solving the discomfort, you know, problem in that regard. So there's been a tremendous resurgence. People are back on the ice, John, right? After the pandemic and shutdowns of rinks and all these situations. I wouldn't say back to normal, but we're trying real hard, aren't we?
We are, and the entire ice industry, whether it's figure skating or hockey, literally has been devastated by the shutdown. the timing of the year that it happened was really bad timing. Reason being, you had those skaters that were getting ready to finish high school, go off to college, and then you had those that were just coming up into that next level that were still going to be in high school participating in that, and that just threw the whole time sequence of the entire sport off to where the point where those that were going to go off to college obviously couldn't go off to college. A lot of them just quit skating altogether. The ones that were just coming up, getting into their third year of high school or even their fourth year of high school, a lot of those kids just gave it up, quit. Anybody that was left in between, I think, personally speaking, I think a lot of the parents just decided that, you know what, my dear, sorry, but, you know, you might have to find another sport. And a lot of them, I think, did. Either that or they just, you know, did schoolwork or something, but something other than skating.
Yeah, the woman's national champion, two out of the past 3 years, has been a 14-year-old. One of them repeating. Again, this just it goes to show us, again, where we see serious competition. I tell parents, if your child is skating more than 3 days a week, you're serious. That means you got to get serious with being in the right boots. You got to pay attention to looking at the mechanics. Is your son or daughter got flat feet? Do they have high arches? Are they bow-legged? Are they knock-kneed? What's their flexibility like, et cetera, et cetera. Once you start getting into the jumping, and, you know, we've also seen tremendous growth physically in the people doing some of the different other kinds of skating, where they're skating in groups. Synchro, which has become so popular. How often, before we run out of time, John, how long does it take growing kids where they should be paying attention to whether they've grown out of the boots or not?
Boy, that's almost a loaded question. many times I've seen where kids cannot
give it
tell
to me quickly. Give me quickly that number, John. How often? Maybe once a year.
Yes, definitely once a year.
Give me the website again. I knew I'd run out of time with you. Give me the website again that people find out about Geppetto's.
GeppettoSkateShop.com.
GeppettoSkateShop.com. John Hermata, Mr. Edge in person. John, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Talk. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we want to welcome back after X amount of years, Dr. Eric Williams. He is a sports and general chiropractic physician. The man's the former Naperville, Illinois Citizen of the Year. And he's very, very active in some of the local sports. Eric Williams, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate being with you today.
Yes, this is our local show. You know, sometimes we're around the world, but you and John Hermati, you guys are both local. Eric, give us some background on you and your chiropractic career.
Well, I've been practicing chiropractic here in Lyle for 32 years. I started off small practice, and it just continued to grow. And then my specialty tends to run towards sports. I like working with athletes, amateur and professional, so that's always rewarding.
You know, Eric, I, in all my years, especially with my relationship with the famous Bob Guida, where we would see the John McEnroes and the Walter Paytons and the Jim McMahons, and the fact that we always had chiropractic involvement in those worlds of all of these different athletes, including when I would see my Olympic champion, Evan Lysacek, who grew up in Lyle, like you know.
Right.
That we had orthotics in his skates when he was 10 years old. We always had the chiropractic care on the team. So talk about the value, again, when people are running and jumping and throwing balls, landing and colliding, the value of chiropractic care.
Well, a lot of times, you know, there's definitely injuries in every sport, and that's what's typically going to stop an athlete from continuing on with their sport, whether it be temporary injury or permanent injury. So we like to get athletes back on the field. I've been working with the Lyle High School football team for 20 years and with North Central College's soccer team and sports over there for many years. So it's just nice to get athletes. When they get injured, we take a look at them. If we can work with them to get them back on the playing field, that's what we do. If we can't, then we'll send them to the proper specialist so that we can make that happen so they can continue to live their dream.
And, you know, but the value of prehab, the idea, again, you know, so many of the injuries, the reason I co-authored the book with Hall of Fame volleyball, the Sharkies Artman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic of overuse injuries. We know injuries happen. You slide into second base, you get hurt, bones are broken, concussions happen. But this, because we know how youth sports, Dr. Eric, is such overkill, overscheduling, too aggressive, too much.
Right.
So preventing injuries and dealing with enhancing performance is another big area for chiropractic care, isn't it?
It sure is, because one thing we're going to talk to with our patient, we're going to work with their injury, but then we're going to talk to them about things that they can do to be better athletes, to better take care of their bodies. Yes, we see a lot of soccer players. You'll see a 5-year-old, 6-year-old soccer player, and the mom wants them to play traveling every day all year round. That's a no-no. That's an overuse syndrome. We like to see the kids maybe just swim in the summer, take some weight off those joints, whether you're 5 or whether you're 25. You have to work the body in different ways, different angles.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Eric, because my first guest, you know, John Hermada, who I've worked with for 4 decades, maybe 3.5, the mm-hmm. world of figure skating. And I have a chapter in my book called The Prodigy Sports. The prodigy sports are where we tell these kids all day, their parents tell them all day, their coaches, we want you to play other sports exactly like you're recommending. And that's great, but I'm a figure skater, Dr. Williams, and this is what I want to do 7 days a week. Or I'm playing soccer. This is what they want to do. So dealing with these kids also, club traveling teams, where, you know, they're doing things year-round. We would find that we would have these kids trying to see their chiropractic physician once a month for maintenance care. That's something I know you talk about a lot, don't you?
Yeah, maintenance of the spine and of your health is of utmost importance. You want to maintain things. It's easier to maintain the spine than to fix the spine once it's broken. You have 27 moving vertebrae in that spine, and you want to keep them properly aligned, functioning the way they should function, along with the other joints of the body. I mean, we work on feet and ankles and things like that. You know, when they get subluxated or misaligned, we work on knees and shoulders.
I mean, it seems that, you know, it's funny, all those years ago, when I was late 70s, when I first met Bob Guida, and he was again working with, he was a former Mr. America, Mr. Universe, but he really had become one of the most educated of sports therapists and dealing with all the different teams, Olympic volleyball teams, and he would talk about mm-hmm. the core. He would talk about the core. Back then, doctors didn't know what the core was. What's the core? How do you spell it? You know, and the importance, again, of spine maintenance, because first of all, half of the world has back trouble in one regard or another. And the other one is again, with throwing a ball or running and jumping. So the idea of trying to strengthen that area as best as possible. And where does adjustment fit in to maintenance and prevention also, Dr. Eric?
Well, that's why I go back to you have 27 moving vertebrae in the spine, and they can do one of two things. They can get fixated, which means they're stuck together and they're just not moving the way they're supposed to, or they can get misaligned. Now, with any sport, if you have rotation involved, you're going to be using you want full maximum rotation from each of the vertebra, so all 27. If you have a golfer, you want to have a real good backstroke and also a good follow-through. And that's key to how fast that ball is going to move once you make contact with it with the golf club. And that's just one. You know, you look at the NFL players now, the quarterbacks working on that core and that rotation as a warm-up and getting it nice and strong so they can
You're in high school. You're in junior high school, college, and you're seeing, again, you're in practice 20-something years. These kids are much, much bigger, much, mm-hmm. much faster. They're much stronger. The collisions are more aggressive. It just really is something that continues to amaze me as we see this whole awareness and world of concussions. Guida used to talk about neck strength being such a big deal and jaw alignment. You know, we've had probably 5 dentists on the show over the years, Dr. Eric, we're talking strictly again about that whole relationship about neck strength and jaw alignment. When it comes to trying to stay out of trouble as best you can with some of these concussions, what's the best site people can go to? I know you're very active on Instagram. What's the best site people can go to find out about you and all the different things you do with some of these teams and your practice?
We got several platforms. You know, we got the website, which is williams-chiro.com. You know, for our web page, and also we have our Instagram page you can link to. We got also Facebook under Williams Chiropractic.
What's the, over the years, there was always this contest, podiatry was no different. with the MDs and the regular doctors, quote unquote, for chiropractic to be included, to be taken seriously. There's not a team around professionally or at any level that doesn't include now this whole relationship.
Right.
How have you seen that growth with the cooperation of coaches, parents, and the other doc specialties paying big attention to the chiropractic part of the team?
Yeah, most sports, you know, you start at the upper level, the professional level. Every NFL team has their own chiropractor. Every Major League Baseball team has their own chiropractor. You need to have every specialty involved with the body because the body, is, as you know, it's broken down to many components. If you got something going on with the feet, you need a podiatrist. If you got something going on with the joints per se and surgery, you need an orthopedic surgeon. So you need someone from each department to look at different areas. And so chiropractic has been included in that.
Yeah, Dr. Katz was Michael with the Bears way back when we were in Barrington and on the North Shore with Guida and Jim McMahon and a lot of these others. But again, always being a big part, we had also osteopathic physicians. Today we pay huge attention, and I pay big attention on the show, Dr. Eric, to the mental game. I have
yes.
some of the world's leading mental trainers and sports psychologists. We talk a lot of holistic medicine on the sports doctor. And again, you know, the ability of hands-on treatment where, you know, again, I don't want to knock my MD friends, but I want to give you a pill, I want to operate on you, or I'm going to give you medicine.
Right.
You know,
and we have more of a natural approach to offer. You know, we can offer the adjustments, we can offer physical therapy, we can offer
cupping. I've got to give you guys credit, Eric, over the years, when it came to the inclusion of nutrition, chiropractic was at the front of that educational side. And I also give you credit when it comes to, again, to exercise, to the
right.
value of training and strengthening and exercise when it was a tough sell to
right.
get
Absolutely.
Many of these times.
And I tell people all the time now, you know, analogy I like to use is the medical approach for losing weight is some medication and get your stomach stapled. The chiropractic way of losing weight is to nutrition and exercise. So you choose.
In
medical doctors, tell you there's no side effects to theirs. You know, you're going to get your stomach stapled and you're going to lose 120 pounds, and don't worry. You just be able to drink a liquid diet for 3 months.
How have you guys done with the vaccination world and the world of COVID regarding how your opinions have been in that whole world?
Yeah, I mean, each chiropractor has their own opinion. Because there's an active pandemic, I think the vaccination is a lifesaver for a lot of people.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. You know, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. We're talking with chiropractic physician, sports medicine guy, Dr. Eric Williams, here in Lyle, Illinois, my town. So we'll be right back at the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline,
collaborative care for better outcomes says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, you are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I am Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking sports medicine, health and wellness with chiropractic physician Dr. Eric Williams. And we were talking again about the areas of prevention, the areas of performance enhancement. How have you seen the relationship in some of these important areas? Recovery is such a big topic on the Sports Doctor. When you're working with the, are you working with junior high schools also, Eric?
Yes.
And this is, again, these kids are, you know, younger adolescents, and you make these habits, paying attention. How much importance do you put on screening, you know, taking a look at the alignment, foot body type, balancing, stability? How important do you find the screening when you're working with some of these younger teams?
Oh, very important. You have to be able to catch problems before they happen. That's the best time to catch a problem. And with the screenings, whether it's the, you know, screening the feet and the spine and the joints and stability and things like that of the body, you can prevent things. You know, you can get someone in orthotics to stabilize a lot of problems before they become a problem.
Again, I tell people, if the lower extremity, whether we're talking back, hips, knees, if we've got persistent chronic problems, and foot mechanics are a major, major factor that we should be paying attention to. But that's why we continue to continue on the education side of things. When we're talking again about 10, 11, 12-year-olds already on two traveling teams and playing four games of soccer a week, and these kinds of situations, wondering why we have some of the problems. You know, all the orthopedists I have on, a lot of the personal trainers with the fact that they're doing Tommy John surgery on 14-year-olds.
Right.
Because still today, especially in the warmer climates, year-round, throwing, it's so much wrong. How much attention do you pay to shoulders between your pitchers, your ball players, swimmers, volleyball players? How concerned are we with shoulders?
You have to make sure that, you know, they got the proper range of motion, they got the proper strength coming from all the rotator cuff ligaments to make sure everything is balanced. If everything is balanced, that's better. But now we can't overuse it. Typically when that happens, you got a parent that's just a little, let's say, high strung and trying to get the child to pitch every game, every week, 365 days a week, way too much. Cross-training
is overkill.
Crucial.
Yes. Well, this is why even in the prodigy sports, we recommend that these kids are under the tutelage of a physical therapy. And physical therapy, chiropractic medicine, usually are a wonderful marriage in
right.
All these areas of, you know, trying to stay out of trouble, trying to rehabilitate an area. You know, but when you have growing kids, you know, one of the chapters in my book also is youth sports and drugs, where we see half these adolescents living on over-the-counter pain medicine because they're overdoing it. And
right.
They're
now they're
aggressive.
Just covering up the problem rather than addressing the problem. And with chiropractic, we don't cover it up. We get to the cause of the problem and deal with it the way it needs to be dealt with.
And I found your profession also, you know, embracing medications when medications are indicated. And, you know, whether the orthopedist is recommending medication or the podiatrist is recommending medication, that the acceptance of medication when indicated could be very, very helpful once we start getting out of hand here. Because I tell parents all the time, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line.
Exactly.
You're over-pushing it.
Exactly.
And you've got to back off, and you got to see what you're dealing with. You know, parents and coaches have come a long way, baby. Haven't they, Dr. Eric? Or am I still fooling myself, man?
They have, but they just sometimes they're one-track minded and they're just pushing. You know, I look at a lot of my college athletes, practice in the morning, practice in the evening. You know, the coaches just drive them, because now it's the new concept of, you know, if you can't push to the outer limits, next man up.
Yes. More is better. More is better is still one of the biggest idiocies. And I'll tell you, it's caused me over the years, Eric, to rename. And there are cheating, and of course there's performance-enhancing drugs. I'm not saying that. But I've renamed it. You know what the new name is?
What is that?
Performance surviving.
Performance
surviving.
Right.
Trying to deal with the discomfort and the problems with overuse. And again, all of these different factors that we run into. My son and daughter's a young athlete, Dr. Williams. They're playing various sports. How often do you recommend chiropractic attention? Once a month? Something like that.
Yeah, typically we're going to once a month maintenance, just maintaining things. You know, if you're actively playing football, you know, if I got my football players once a week because they're in many car accidents on that football field once a week, so they get mild whiplash injuries, and I want to tend to those before they become big problems. If you look at a top-notch player like Tom Brady, who has his own chiropractor and he's a strong chiropractic advocate, that's one way he's been able to maintain longevity.
Yeah,
he's one of your greatest
advertisements now.
Absolutely.
When he talks about it that all the time, and of course these professional athletes, they have their own chefs, their personal nutrition expert, they have their own mental trainer, and of course they have their own chiropractic physician, and in many instances their own sports podiatrist. What's the best shoe for you?
Right.
What kind of insert are you in your shoe in that regard? So balancing the body like you talk about, and if you had to say the percentage of kids who wouldn't benefit, again, from including chiropractic medicine if they're an athlete, it doesn't make any sense to not include at least analysis and some supervision, right?
Exactly. I mean, because we call most sports other than football a non-contact sport, but we all know in basketball you're on the ground a few times a game. With soccer, you're on the ground, and it's a contact sport. Lacrosse,
every time you're running and jumping, you're in a contact sport with the ground. And
exactly.
You're really dealing with tremendous forces. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why when we talk about the two exercises we like to include, I don't care what your sport is, what the age is, what your level is. Strengthen your feet and ankles and work balance. Work balance exercise. And that's always been a big principle with you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, balance is the key. You got to have that balance, just like you talked about the core. You got to be working on that core, and that core enhances all your athletic ability.
Eric, I knew the time would fly by. Give me the best website people could find out about Williams Chiropractic.
Www.williams-chiro.com. You can find out all the information about Williams Chiropractic Center, and you can get a link to our Facebook page, our Instagram page.
Yeah, you got some great stuff on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me. Hold on, Eric. We're going to be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. the Sports Doctors In segment, where we answer some emails. We talk about some upcoming shows. We want to be mentioning again that the Sports Doctor is a supporter of health and wellness, as everybody knows. And we want to give a shout out to the Warclaw Zoo. It's the oldest and most famous zoological garden in Poland. And they sponsor walks and runs for health and wellness. They've been doing it for a few years. And one of our guests coming up on the 3rd of November, Anna Nakarska, who is the president of the board of the zoo, will talk about their involvement internationally in health and wellness, conservation, animal conservation, species protection. But we're bragging about their health and wellness side, what they're doing at the zoo. So we've got some great upcoming guests. And next week, we're going to talk regenerative medicine. We're going to talk with returning Dr. Matt Volk, a local regenerative medicine specialist. Again, then Anna from the zoo will be joining us. Following week, we're going to talk with one of our senior sprinting champions over the years, Noah Perlis, who is still active in competing in his 70s with various sprint distances. Then we're going to get into children's books and fitness and that world with Donna Fatigado. She's one of our associates in the National Fitness Hall of Fame. And she will be returning with us. So lots of great stuff. If you want to email me to get a question, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Tom says, what's the sports doctor's opinion about vaccines? I'm a huge advocate of the vaccines, Tom. I think if we would just really, really take this as seriously as we need, we could make such a difference. It's a pandemic of unvaccinated people. 95% of hospitalizations and deaths are unvaccinated. I'm also a big proponent of for the kids, talk to your pediatrician, be educated, and you can make an informed decision. But the advantages, the safety, far outweigh the potential consequences. One-third of all new cases are children, people. So please pay attention. Kerry says, my 11-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She does double jumps. She probably does 50 double jumps a week. She's had shin problems on and off for months. Would orthotics be helpful? Yes, they would. This is something we don't see as many shin splints as we do in runners or running jumping sports because of the fact of a rigid boot that limits sometimes some of the excessive motion we can run into that would cause shin problems. But foot mechanics almost always are related to chronic shin problems, mostly excessive collapse of the foot, which calls on that tendon and muscle that runs down the inside of that shin to try to slow this down, a la shin splints. However, shin splints is not a medical diagnosis, so it could be a stress fracture. Could be other kinds of tendonitis concerns. So you want to make sure you've got that right diagnosis. You want to be paying big attention to strengthening, rehabilitation, and orthotics are magic. But you got to see a sports podiatrist who's got some familiarity. Read one of my articles on skating and orthotics at sportsdoctorradio.com. Steve says, my 16-year-old son's a basketball player. He's had a history of spraining each ankle various times, although he's got those high arch strong feet. We want to know, what are your opinions on tape versus braces, high tops? You know, Steve, number one, strengthen those feet and ankles routinely forever. Rubber bands are a great way to do it. Working balance is a great way to strengthen all those tissues. Look at the sand dune stepper, which is like balancing and working those feet and ankles on the sand. I tell, if we've got a history of trouble, we want either competent taping or bracing. There's a lot of different braces. Talk to your athletic trainer for some suggestions, or your physical therapist. We've seen great comfort, and you do not weaken ankles by using tape and or braces. It's a myth, but you protect them. So if you've got a history, we want to be in one or the other. Which one? I leave that up many times to the subjectivity of that athlete. What do you feel more secure in? High tops, you know, there's a proprioceptive sense where your body is in space that sends messages. When an ankle is turning, even though a high top shoe never would stop it or prevent it, it would send a signal, maybe where there's going to be some resistance. So I like high tops in basketball. And if you don't have a history of trouble and you've got good ankles and you're in mid tops, I'm not going to fight with you. I sure wouldn't be in low tops. So number one, strengthen those ankles religiously, that he's using the rubber bands. This is a part of his routine, doing balance work to strengthen those areas. And then again, find out what is more productive. You want to tell your son that one of the two is necessary. We don't want to go without taping or bracing if you have a history of ankle problems, period. And there's enough technology out there with different kinds of braces. We've used Sweet O for years. We've used one of our faces. Fast Track is another one. You know, we talk all the time about the book, Hashtag Sports Parents, and my co-author, Hall of Famer, radio host, Sharky, who's written 8 or 9 books. Her advice, her Sports Parenting 101, which is the beginning of the book, is so important. It's so great, talking about what level of coaching or participation do you want your young athlete in? How competitive are you interested or willing to accept? And then what about traveling teams? What about the parents' role in all of this? What about the coach's role in all of this? Once you start having a serious youngster, and I tell parents, if your kid's doing something 3 times a week or more, you're serious. Whether it's soccer, whether it's tennis, whether it's figure skating, and of course, a lot of times, of course, we're dealing with everyday folks. Dr. Williams, John Hermata, whether it's the world of figure skating, chiropractic care, any sport, recovery. And again, the problem of overuse, injuries, of overdoing it. So the level becomes very, very important, especially as these kids progress. You know, it's amazing. When we watch the Olympics and see a 16-year-old gymnast flying through the air, or we watch tennis and we see a 17, 18-year-old winning the U.S. Open, or maybe she was 20, it just amazes us how early they start. So you really, really want to pay attention to being educated, all of those different things, let alone the physical side. Thanks, everybody. We will see you next week. It's the Sports Doc.